Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are starting the fourth and final parak of Maseches Bikurim. Today we're going to be learning Parak Dalet Mishnah Aleph and Parak Dalet Mishnah Beis. Parak Dalet of Maseches Bikurim is going to be dealing with the halachos of an androgynous, a person who is, it's unclear whether he's a male or a female. He was born with both male and female body parts, and we're going to discuss in what ways he's like a male, in which ways is he like a female, in which ways is he like both a male and a female, in which ways is he like none, a male nor a female. The reason why we are discussing this now is sort of an extension of what the Mishnah was discussing previously regarding a koi, regarding this animal. In some ways, it's like a chaya, a wild animal. In some ways, it's like a behema, a domesticated animal. In some ways, it's like neither, and in some ways, it's like both. So we're sort of tagging on to that idea, to that theme, as we begin to discuss the halachos of an androgynous. Says the Mishnah, Tanya was taught in a braisa, which again is usually not something that we find in a Mishnah. Usually that appears in the Gemara. And that's why many of the commentators point out that really this belongs not in the Mishnah, but it belongs in the Tosefta of Maseches Bikurim, which is also part of Torah Shebaal Peh, the Oral Law, but not part of the Mishnayos, usually quoted in the Gemara. It says the Mishnah Tanya was taught in a Braisa, Androgynous Yesh Badrachim Shaval Anashim, and Androgynous, again, this person with both male and female body parts, has ways in which he's like a male, v'yesh badrachim shavala anashim. There are ways in which he's like a female, like a woman, v'yesh badrachim shavala anashim vila anashim. There are some ways that he's like a male and a female, v'yesh badrachim she'eno shavala anashim vilo la'anashim vilo la'anashim. And there are some ways in which he's not like a male or a female, and we're going to learn in the next four Mishnayos how each of these categories hold true. Continuing now, Perek Dalet, Mishnah, Beis, Shavala Anashim, Kate said, how is an androgynous like a male? So number one, Metame, Beloven Ka Anashim, like a male, he becomes Tame with a white liquid that leaves his body. When androgynous discharges white fluid from his body, he becomes a Zav, which only applies to men, and he becomes Tame as a result of this white emission, of this white liquid that leaves his body. Venose, Avalo Nisa Ka'anashim, and like men, he can marry a woman, but he cannot be married to a man. Meaning to say, and we're specifically talking about the laws of being a Kohen and eating Truma, that if a Kohen who is an androgynous Kohen, and he marries a woman, so he that does work, you're allowed to marry a woman, like we just said, that's what the Mishnah means, he can marry a woman, and he gives her the right to eat truma on a midir rabbanon level. He's a kohen. When a kohen marries a yisrael, marries a regular woman, she becomes part of his ability to eat truma. So an androgynous who marries a woman gives her the right to eat truma because he's a kohen and now she's married to him. At the end of the day, he might be a man, and therefore we allow her to eat his truma. However, if an androgynous is married to a male kohen, right, which we don't allow, the androgynous does not receive the right to eat any truma because he really might be a man, and therefore because he might be a man, their marriage is also you're not allowed to get married if you're an androgynous to a woman. You just can only get married to a man rather. You can only get married to a woman because we assume that on a suffix, on a doubt level, he is a man, and therefore a man can only marry a woman. Continuing in the Mishnah, ve'eno misiyached im hanashim ka'anashim, like men, he may not be alone with women. The halachos of yichud, that a man cannot be alone with a woman, so we assume that he's like a man in this regard as well, that he can't be alone with a woman. Continuing in the Mishnah, ve'eno nizon im habanos ka'anashim, like men, he's not given food with the daughters, meaning to say, if an androgynous, his father, passes away, and he leaves behind certain property that is not enough to sustain, that is not enough to support all of his sons and his daughters, the halacha is that the daughters receive what they require for their support until they get to be adults, while the sons, including the androgynous, receive only what is left over. So we first make sure the daughters are taken care of, and then we'll give to the sons. And for this purpose of distributing this yerush, of distributing the inheritance, we assume that the androgynous does not receive anything with the daughters, does not receive anything first, rather he receives with the boys after the fact. Continuing in the Mishnah, Veinu Netaf Umisaper Ka'anashim, like men, an androgynous is not allowed to wrap his head, to cover his hair, and to cut his hair, and rather he must cut his hair, meaning to say that he can't look like a woman. And androgynous can't resemble women. He can't, you know, they cover their hairs in order to be tsnius. They grow their hair long, and so on and so forth. He must carry himself with the dress and appearance of a man to ensure that he will not marry a man, which, like we said before, is usher. So he can't do anything that makes himself look like a woman in terms of clothes, in terms of hairstyle, and so on and so forth, because again, he is considered to be a man for this purpose. Continuing in the Mishnah, Vedum, Metame Lemesim, Vechaya Bibal Takif, Bibal Tashchis, Ke'anoshim. And just like men, he can, if he's a Kohen, he cannot become Tame to a dead body. A woman who's a Bas Kohen, she can become Tame to a dead body, but a male Kohen cannot. So for the Lachas of Tumas Kohenim, he also cannot become Tame to a dead body. And also, he's not allowed to round off the corners of the head, that he can't make his hairline even all around by removing the hair from his temples. And number three, he is usher to destroy the corners of the beard, which is a prohibition that you can't shave certain parts of the beard with a razor. And again, that applies specifically to men, not to women, as the Mishnah is described in Maseches Kedushin. And therefore, these halachos of shaving, these halachos of what a person can wear, of rounding the corners of your head, and so on, only apply to men, and he's considered to be a man in these regards. Now those halachos apply to him. And finally, the last way in which an androgynous is like a male, v'chai b'chol mitzvos hamurish b'torah, just like men, he's obligated to do all of the positive mitzvos in the Torah, including the mitzvos aseshes mangrama, the time-bound mitzvos like shofar, like sukkah, like lulav, and so on. Those mitzvos women are not obligated in those mitzvos. They can do them. It's machlokes whether they make a bracha on them, Rambam and Tosfos, but regardless, in Ashkenazim Sfardim, Ashkenazim make brachos on mitzvos aseshes mangrama, and women and Sfardi women, generally speaking, do not. But regardless, when it comes to an androgynous, we assume that they're obligated in all mitzvos, just like men, not only time-bound, and they're not exempt from time-bound mitzvos like women are. Quick review, Perek Dal Mishnah first outlined the fact that there are some ways that an androgynous is like a man, like we just learned. There are some ways that an androgynous is like women. There are some ways that an androgynous is like both men and women. And there are some ways that an androgynous is neither like male or like women. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis taught us how an androgynous is like a man. So we said that they become Tameh with this white emission that comes out of their body, just like men. Tomas Zav applies to them. Like men, they can only marry women, and therefore they're like men. And if they're a male, then if they're a male Kohen, then they can give the right to eat Truma to their wife who they marry. The next way in which they're like men is that they can not be do yichud with a woman. They cannot be alone with women, just like men cannot be alone with women. They don't get the food like and the support like daughters do when their father passes away. They get the rest of the Yerusha like the brothers do after the fact. Like men, and androgynous, says the Mishnah, does not to cover his hair, does not cut, you know, he must cut his hair. In other words, he can't wear women's clothing, he can't cut his hair like women. The halachos of Tumas Kohanim, if you're a Kohen, you're not allowed to become Tame, you can't become impure to a dead body like a regular male Kohen. He can't round off the corners of the head, you can't make his hairline even all around like women. You can't destroy the corners of his beard. That halacha applies to him as well. Again, they don't apply to women, but they do apply to men. And also he's obligated in all mitzvahs in the Torah, and he's not exempt from the time-bound mitzvahs like women are. Have a great day.